This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S.-based pharmaceutical company Pfizer has confirmed it will temporarily reduce deliveries to Europe of its COVID-19 vaccine while it upgrades production capacity to 2 billion doses per year. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
An official with Pfizer Denmark says the temporary reduction will affect all European countries. To meet a new 2 billion dose target, Pfizer is upscaling production at its Belgian plant. Germany's health ministry says Pfizer had informed the European Commission, which is responsible for ordering vaccines from the company, that it won't now be able to fulfil all of the promised deliveries in the coming 3 to 4 weeks. Officials regret the announcement because the company had made binding commitments for mid-February. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At this hour, the world inches closer to the 2 million mark in coronavirus deaths, with the United States at almost 390,000 deaths, followed by Brazil at just over 207,000. 93.3 million people globally are infected with the virus. The United States leads the world in infections as well at 23.2 million. The World Health Organization Director General said Friday he wants COVID-19 vaccination campaigns taking place in every nation across the globe within the next 100 days. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus added at a press conference in Geneva, quote, so that health workers and those at high risk are protected first, end quote. Turkey has so far vaccinated more than 500,000 people in the first 2 days of its nationwide rollout of COVID-19 shots developed by China's Sinovac biotech, health ministry data showed Friday. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden will lay out his plan for boosting the COVID-19 vaccination program today. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Biden yesterday said the program needs a course correction.
The vaccine rollout in the United States has been a dismal failure thus far.
With fewer than 12 million doses administered, experts say at least 250 million people have to be vaccinated for the nation to approach widespread resistance. Biden's pushing for 100 million shots to be given in his administration's first 100 days. He's named former FDA Commissioner David Kessler as the COVID response's chief science officer, where he'll coordinate vaccine review and approval and the logistics of manufacturing millions more doses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The National Mall in downtown Washington, D.C. will be closed because of security concerns until after Wednesday's inauguration of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden, the National Park Service said Friday. The mall, which is normally packed with people every 4 years for presidential inaugurations, is being declared off limits at the request of the Secret Service, which ensures the security of the president, the Park Service said. The grassy expanse where Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his famous I Have a Dream speech will be closed from 11 a.m. Friday through at least Thursday, the day after Biden is to be sworn in as the 46th president of the United States. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Friday a retired general who coordinated the Hurricane Katrina response will oversee an immediate security review following last week's deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol by a pro-Trump mob. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte and his government resigned Friday over a harrowing scandal that saw thousands of parents wrongly accused of child benefit fraud. Rutte, one of Europe's longest-serving leaders, said he would stay on in a caretaker capacity until elections in March to avoid disrupting the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. The 53-year-old said the benefit system had gone, quote, terribly wrong, end quote, with many innocent parents forced to pay back large amounts of money in child allowance and ending up financially ruined. Ugandan soldiers entered the home of opposition leader Bobi Wine Friday after he said Thursday's presidential election was marred by widespread fraud. Wine claimed victory and declared himself president-elect, even as early results showed longtime leader Yoweri Museveni ahead 65% to 28%. The military moved in just hours after Wine said he would reject final election results, even before they were in, due to what he called the worst fraud in Uganda's election history. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.